This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Today's top story in The Advocate, the newspaper of record in our state, from Sam Carlins, saying that life in Louisiana will not begin to return to normal for at least another month. Governor John Bel Edwards is extending the state's stay-at-home order involving harsh restrictions to limit face-to-face contact until at least April 30th, in line with similar guidance from the White House. April 30th, of course, is the birth date of the great state of Louisiana in 1812. Let's hope that on that date that we will be open for business, but it appears that this may go on for a while. The Louisiana total is now 185 deaths and 4,025 positive cases, and the 185 was a bad number. It went from 151 to 185 yesterday, so if we're doing the math, that is a significant percentage increase of 22.5%. Let's hope the numbers today that are announced each day at noon are better. With us to begin our discussion is Dr. Andrew McCall, a Louisiana native, LSU Med School, did his urology residency at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and he is here to talk about telemedicine. And, of course, this is a new venture to some extent. It's been around for a while, but more and more people are using it during this crisis. And good morning to you, Dr. McCall.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, nice to talk with you. What's your take on how this can help people in these times particularly?
So let me kind of, you know, break it down a couple ways. One, you know, I want to kind of focus on, you know, established patients with their physicians that they have. And, you know, I may speak specifically regarding my specialty in urology, but it's a generic across medicine. And then there's also the acute setting. So, you know, the whole goal of this is to try to keep people away from public spaces, correct? So, you know, we're trying to do our best, do our part to kind of prevent the spread of this virus. Now, an established patient relationship with their primary care physician, specialist, et cetera, if someone has an appointment scheduled with the physician already, you know, we're encouraging our patients to keep these appointments if it's justified based on what their chief complaint is and, you know, if they can qualify for telehealth. And a lot of people can, more than what people think. And that's kind of the main focus here, is I want people to understand that a lot of what we can do can be handled through telehealth. So if an individual has an appointment with their physician, they're in contact with the physician's office remotely. Same process that occurs whenever you go to your doctor's office. You discuss with billing. Everything is cleared with insurance. And then you are set up in an appointment. Now, and with telehealth, there is a virtual waiting room, depending on the platform that you utilize. We use something called Doxy, which is some people use Zoom. It's something that allows us to see and have a relationship with our patients.
All right. Well, what about your patients being uncomfortable with the idea of telemedicine appointments? How do you get past that, Dr. McCall?
These patients who do have, you know, issues with the being uncomfortable with telemedicine, I, you know, want to clarify that most of the conversations we have with established patients, it's more of a conversation. Yes, you know, physical exam is one thing, being in a, you know, person-to-person relationship face-to-face is another thing, but we can handle a lot of these medical issues, especially our established patients, through a conversation, and by having the virtual contact with a visit, that allows us to do so, to refill medications, to discuss problems, and basically handle these patients without it making them come into the office to potentially be exposed unnecessarily.
877-217-5757 in our first segment, Dr. Andrew McCall, native of Lake Charles, but an LSU graduate and a urologist here in Baton Rouge. And if you'd like to send an email, talk at talklouisiana.org. Now, a good question from a listener. How in the world do you do your job without your patients being in the office? I've been through some of those exams, and as last time I had an exam from a urologist, some things were done that could not be done by telephone.
Right. And, you know, we're taking, the partners in the group are taking great care in actually going through our patients who we have on the schedule to see what could wait potentially and may need a physical exam down the road, what could wait 6 weeks, 3 months, as it's unseen at the time. And that's a great point. However, a lot of these issues that we have in urology can be managed through conversations, symptoms, you know, one-on-one relationship with the patients getting to the bottom line if they have an issue or not, which is of the utmost importance in this circumstance because we really need to keep people away from the hospitals right now. So, you know, that's kind of the other point I wanted to discuss was more the acute setting, and specifically if a patient has an acute urologic issue, we want to initiate that communication via telehealth. We want to decipher whether or not there's somebody that we can get them into the office, take care of them at our facility, which is better than going to the hospital, in our opinion. We're trying to keep people out of the emergency rooms and do our best in our office because we have the capabilities to do CT scans, ultrasounds. You know, if we need to do any emergent intervention, we have a surgical center that is nearby that we can keep them away from the masses and keep them safe. So, you know, that's kind of the utmost important with us right now. And if somebody needs to come in after the telehealth visit is initiated virtually, if they come in, it's not like there's two separate visits. It carries over to the office and is under the same visit. So it's not like the patient is going to have two separate charges, et cetera. So, you know, we're trying to do this to really kind of, you know, filter out who really needs to be seen urgently and take care of our population without exposing them to this.
All right. Information is often as important as an actual exam. I don't think anybody would disagree with you there. Andrew McCall, who is with Louisiana Urology LLC, are you open for business right now?
We are open for business. Right now, we have all of our schedules just like a normal day or set up, except they're set up via telehealth. And so, you know, just if I can go into that a little bit, you know, whenever patients are set up in this virtual waiting room that we have, it's the same thing like if a patient was in our waiting room here physically. We have a set time that we initiate the conversation. We have a visit. We document the same way we would in the office. We refill medications, et cetera. So we're trying to conduct our business as usual. However, you know, the reason I wanted to mention all these things is because a lot of patients are skeptical with this, right? You know, like you said earlier, you know, patients just, you know, they're not being seen physically, so they're worried about it. But, you know, we can handle a lot of things through telehealth. And I think even after the COVID situation is clear, I think that this is going to impact medicine greatly. And, you know, and I have a lot of optimism for this in the future because it's such a good tool that we have not really tapped into in medicine.
Don't you rely heavily on blood tests, though? How do you do a blood test?
Excellent question. So what I do in my practice, if I have a patient who needs to have blood drawn or have a urine in urology, you know, with a potential for a urinary tract infection, we try to find labs that are away from, you know, the masses. You know, we have one here that is downstairs. The patients can go walk into, drop off a sample. They don't need to see me the same day. I can follow up with that lab through communication, through a visit, let them know what it shows, you know. So we're trying to do our best to still conduct practice, limiting patient exposure. So, you know, I mean, we've tried to find ways to conduct practice like that, you know, to find ways to really minimize people getting exposed to this thing.
But when you have a blood test, usually somebody has to draw the blood, right?
Correct, yes. And but, you know, if we get in the situation where a patient needs to have a blood draw, typically where they would have to come to a waiting room to wait to then go in, like in an office setting. You know, we're trying to minimize exposure, but to your point, you can't completely do that. However, we can do it as safely as possible. And, again, that's part of the telehealth to kind of decipher who needs it, you know, who can wait. And, you know, and that's really kind of the hard part, and that's the art in all of this, and that we're still ironing out right now. But you know,
let's say, Doc, that somebody hasn't had a PSA test in a year and their last PSA test showed a somewhat elevated level.
Yeah.
And they need to know because they might have prostate cancer. How do you get them to the office, in and out, and have blood drawn and converse with them about the options?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, you know, and with something like PSA and prostate cancer, typically PSAs, we can wait a little bit, and, you know, and we're actually, you know, the American Urologic Association has guidelines right now with all this going on that we're holding off on prostate biopsies, and, you know, we're trying to minimize things. So prostate cancer, fortunately, we're able to kind of keep tabs on things without patients physically having to come in right now and have it done. If it's in a situation that is, you know, unique with prostate cancer and it's more specific, that would be a conversation that we'd have with the patient, allow them to go to a lab remotely, make sure that we have the utmost precautions walking into the facilities with temperature taken, everybody's trying to follow based on the CDC recommendations, and really minimize contact with individuals.
Well, prostate cancer still kills a lot of men, doesn't it?
It does, correct.
So you can't wait forever.
you can't wait forever. But given the the current climate that we're in right now, we're trying our best to really, decipher who we should see and who we should really put off potentially maybe a few months. And and historically in prostate cancer, that has kind of been okay to do. So it's kind of an art with the physician and the practitioner to have that conversation with the patient and kind of discuss things if we need to do it.
Well, we thank you for joining us. You're a dynamic guy, and obviously we'll be here for a while, Dr. Andrew McCall. And he is with Louisiana Urology. We appreciate it, and thanks for the telemedicine tidbits from Dr. McCall. See you
soon.
Thank
you, Jim.
Take care. And we're next up with Thomas Costigan, who has graciously stepped aside twice. He has an important book, Hacking Planet Earth, How Geoengineering Can Help Us Reimagine the Future. We're back with this fine journalist after this quick time out of 90 seconds on Talk Louisiana.